Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah tonight.
Bless God, from whom all blessings flow. Hallelujah. Every good and perfect gift, the Bible says, come from above. So we thank God, hallelujah, that we can't receive anything unless it's been given to us first.
Yes.
So we thank God tonight for each other. We thank God for the power of prayer. We thank God for people living by faith on tonight.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who shed his blood for you and I. We are the redeemed of the Lord, and that's why we say so on tonight. You have been brought, you have been bought with the blood of Jesus Christ, and you don't belong to yourself, but you belong to God. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. I'm Pastor Anthony Simmons, here with Pastor Rebecca Simmons, the New Creation Church family, and we thank God for each and every caller on tonight. Hallelujah. We strongly believe in the power of prayer and the prayer of faith. I've seen it with my own life and with my own eyes. Hallelujah. How God changes things through prayer. So we thank God for you on tonight. As we go into prayer, I've been led to go to the gospel according to Matthew. A few verses I want to read out of the scripture before we start the prayer tonight. Again, we're going to take callers later in the program, later in the prayer. And we thank God, amen, for your faithfulness to prayer. We are intercessors praying for one another because the word declares with two or more gathered in his name, he will be in the midst. It is not us, but we give all glory to God. Jesus is on the prayer line. Tell him what you want. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 9, verse 2 reads, and behold, they brought to him a man sick of a palsy lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven. Verse 6 says, but that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, then saith he to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up your bed, and go into your house. And he arose and departed and went to his house. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 9, that was verse 6 and verse 2. Go to verse 20 if you're reading. Go to verse 20. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Your faith has made you whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Glory be to God. Glory be to our God. Hallelujah. Verse 27. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus said unto them, believe you that I am able to do this? They said unto him, yes, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened. And Jesus straightly charged them, saying, see that no man know it. 36. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into the harvest. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
We see three people in this one chapter. Glory be to God.
Yes.
A paralyzed man, sick of a palsy. Jesus said their faith, glory be to God, got his blessing, his miracle. Told the man to get up, take up your bed, and go home. Jesus healed a paralyzed man who could not walk. Then there's a woman with an issue of blood for 12 years. If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. She touched the hem of his garment. Jesus said, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Two blind men come to Jesus crying out for healing. He asked the men, do you think I'm able to do this? And their faith said yes. And Jesus touched them and healed them, and their eyes were open. But then the Bible says he saw the multitude. That tells me there were more sick, there were more blind, there were more paralyzed,
yes.
There was more need. But Jesus had compassion.
Yes.
My wife always tells me, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
Yes.
People don't know how much you know, don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And we're going to pray tonight for us to have compassion on people, for us to care about people, for us to love one another as the Bible commands. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, your heart, your soul, and your strength, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. But then he said, pray. Because the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So I thank God for every prayer intercessor on this line. Whether you're talking tonight, whether you will come on the line tonight, you are participating in a mighty move of God. He said, pray for laborers to come. Pray in the name of Jesus for those who have compassion on the multitudes. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now for every person under the sound of our voice. We pray for laborers. We pray for intercessors. We pray for prayer warriors. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus for those who need prayer. Hallelujah. We plead the blood over every life tonight, over every problem, over every trouble, over every painful memory. In the mighty name of Jesus, Jesus healed the sick. He raised the dead. Jesus did mighty miracles, but then he gave it to his disciples to pray for laborers, to pray for people with a heart of God. So, Lord, we pray right now for New Creation Church, that you would send them from the north and the south and the east and the west. Send in the workers.
Yes,
send in the servants.
Yes,
send in, Father God, those who will raise up and do the work of the ministry.
Yes.
We are on a kingdom assignment.
Yes.
Oh, glory be to God. The kingdom of God suffered violence,
yes,
but the violence take it by force. So I thank you, Lord, for your word. You said heaven and earth will pass away,
yes,
but your word will remain forever. So we thank you for the word of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So we declare your word tonight. We speak your word tonight. We believe the Bible and the scriptures and the word of the living God on tonight. Eye has not seen. Ear has not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what you are going to do for those of us who love you. We are reminded through your word that all things work together for the good of those that love God and those who are called according to his purpose. God loves you tonight, beloved. God is telling me right now, tell the people I love them. I'm going to be sensitive and say God loves everyone on this prayer line. God loves you tonight. God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that whomever shall believe in him shall never perish but have eternal life. So, Lord, we thank you for your unconditional love. We thank you for your agape love. We thank you for your massive love that you continue to give us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you that we spread the love of Christ among humanity. We thank you for the love that we have for the brethren and the sisterin in the body of Christ. You said pray for one another and confess your faults to one another that you might be healed. So right now, Lord, I declare everyone on this line healed. Every sickness, every disease being cast down and destroyed. Every wayward mind right now. The word says our weapons are not carnal, but they are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. So right now, Lord, I pray that you give us the ability to take every thought captive and make it obedient to the things of God. Right now, we're not going to be negative thinkers, but we're going to think positive. In the mighty name of Jesus, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, whatsoever things are trustworthy, whatsoever things are heavenly, whatsoever things, glory be to God, are honest and noble. Your word says, think on these things. So, Lord, we're going to put our mind on Jesus. Woo! He said, if your mind be stayed on me, I will keep you in perfect peace. So, Lord, I speak peace to every mind, peace to every home, peace to every situation in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you that the blood covers our sins. We thank you that the blood of Jesus covers our shortcomings. We thank you that the blood of Jesus will never lose its power. Oh, glory be to Shabaokata. Oh, glory be to God. So, Lord, we thank you that we can speak to the mountain and say, be thou removed and cast into the sea. Somebody need a job today, and God is saying, pray for God to open the door. He can open doors that no man can shut, and he shut doors that he don't want us to go through anymore. Oh, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we pray right now for divine favor over every life. We pray right now, Lord, that your grace and your mercy will reach down from glory and touch every life. Oh, Lord, we thank you for every household, every family, every child represented on this prayer line, every grandchild, in the name of Jesus. We pray for our relatives, Lord. We pray for the lost. We pray for those who are hurting and those who are downcast. We pray in the name of Jesus for those who feel alone. We pray against that spirit. He told me, Pastor, to bind up the spirit of suicide. He says, bind up that spirit in the name of Jesus. So I'm going to bind up that spirit right now. We bind up the spirit of suicide. We bind up that spirit right now. And we say, Lord, bind it up. We forbid it right now. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus. And we loose your word that with God we can do all things. Oh, in the name of Jesus. He said his riches and glory is your supplier. God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And he said, everything we need is going to be given to us. So I thank you for meeting the needs of the people tonight. I thank you in the name of Jesus that the sick will be made well, that those who are worrying will be at peace, that those who are troubled, Lord, that you will calm the storm right now. You say, yea, though we walk through the valley, you'll be with us. You said goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. So we speak those things that be not as though they were. You are prosperous. You are a man of God. You are a woman of God. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. God said, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and I called you. I call you by your name, and I'm going to make your name great. So, Lord, we thank you for the due date. We thank you that we're in a blessed season. We thank you whom God has blessed. No man can curse. Somebody need to hear that again. I said, the Bible says, whom God has blessed, no man can curse. So I don't care how many enemies you have. I don't care who don't want you to be successful and prosperous. What God has planned for you will prevail. Yeah. God says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. And God wants to bless you indeed, enlarge your territory. So, Lord, we thank you. For the blessings of the Lord are yes and amen. So, Lord, right now, bless New Creation Church. Bless every member. Bless every person on this prayer line. Bless every endeavor, every ambition, every goal, every dream, every desire. You said if we delight ourselves in you, you will give us the desires of our heart. So, Lord, remove a bitter heart tonight. After you preached that message years ago, but I never forgot it, he gives us a heart of flesh for a heart of stone. Because I dealt with the issue of anger and unforgiveness, and God gave me that heart of flesh. God gave me the heart of love, and he's no respecter of persons. God wants to change us from the inside out. So, Lord, I thank you that we're being transformed by the renewing of our minds. I thank you that the weak be made strong, that the poor be made rich on this line tonight, that no weapon formed against you will be able to prosper.
Thank you, Lord.
Pastor, I'm led to open up the prayer lines. I don't know if you want to take it, but we're going to open up the prayer lines early tonight. We're going to continue in prayer. But we see these hands raised, and we want to honor God as we open up the prayer lines tonight. To God be all the glory. To God be all the glory. Area code 678. We thank God for you this evening. Area code 678. God bless you.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. God bless you. Yes, we can hear you.
Hi, Pastor Anthony. Pastor Rebecca, this is Lisa. I'm calling from the state of Georgia. I am Maria Cottle's sister, and I'm so happy that I called a prayer line tonight.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And you said sister Lisa?
Lisa, hello,
yes.
Lisa.
Mm-hmm. Maria Cottle's sister.
Okay, well, amen. We thank God for you. Amen, yes.
Amen, yes. Thank you, Jesus. I am so happy that I called this prayer line tonight. I'm listening to the word, and it's awesome. I'm in tears over here because I really feel it. I just want to give thanks to Jesus for everything he has given to me.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you to my sister. I just want to, I just want you guys to please pray for her, all of us to pray for her. He may comfort her in her time of what she's going through. Also for my mother-in-law, Helen Hay, she's got osteoporosis and she's always in pain every day. She's 87 years old. Also for my family, for my health, I have high blood pressure. And it's awesome. I'm so glad that I've called in tonight, and I will continue calling.
Amen. Let us pray for you, Sister Lisa, and we thank God that you called tonight.
Yes.
We don't believe it's a coincidence, and we know that God is with you. Let us pray.
Yes.
Heavenly
yes.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we lift up Sister Lisa to you tonight.
Yes.
We thank God for the throne of grace and mercy, Lord, that's afforded to her.
Yes.
We thank you that she's a daughter in Zion, every need being met in the mighty name of Jesus. Right now, Father God, touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. We thank you that the favor and the mercy and the grace of God is on her life. We thank you that no weapon formed against her will be able to prosper. We thank you for her family, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus. Bless her family. Bless her household, Lord, those that she loved, those that she care about, those that, Father God, she's in fellowship with, in the name of Jesus. Touch her mother-in-law, Glory be to God. Turn that situation around. Allow that woman of God not to be discomforted. Right now we speak, Father God, that you remove the pain. You remove, the Father God, the trouble, the infirmity, and the sickness right now. We say the healing word. You sent your word that they might be healed. And right now we speak healing to Lisa. We speak healing to her mother-in-law. Even as she said, pray for my sister. And right now we cover her sister. Sister Maria, in the blood of Jesus, we say, touch this family. Touch this entire family, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Lord, make a way where there seems to be no way. Hallelujah. Put the right people in their life. Surround them, Father God, with the right influences. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for supernatural protection, for supernatural intervention, for supernatural impartation in their life right now. God says he'll meet every need, according to his riches in Christ Jesus. So I thank you, Lord. You told them not to worry. You told them not to let their heart beat. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Also believe in me. So we pray and we cover her.
Yes.
You say the blood of Jesus over her life and her household. And, Lord, we thank you for her life. Encourage her when she's feeling discouraged. Lift her up, Lord.
Yes.
Like the Apostle Paul said, when he is weak, he is strong. And I speak that to you, my son. We all get weary and weak times, but that's when God is at his best. Oh, glory be to God. So I pray your strength in the Lord. Thank you for calling tonight. We'll continue to pray for you that we know who you are and we know your name. We'll lift you up before the throne of grace. And we thank God for you and your family. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you so much, both. Thank you so much.
Amen. And Lisa, I just, God bless you. I just hear the Lord just saying, I'm doing a new thing. I hear him say, I will do a new thing. There's some things that are old, doing away with the old, and he's bringing in the new. Hallelujah. He says, because you love me, because you love me, to even reveal myself to you, the more God says your eyes have not seen, nor have your ears heard, nor have it entered into your imagination, the things that he has prepared for you. And I'm hearing God say, it's time for you to dream again. It's time for you to dream again. There's some dreams, there's some goals and aspirations that you put on the back burner. And God is saying it's time for you to forth with that and begin to go and do some of the desires of your heart. I just see you putting yourself last a lot. And God is just saying he's getting ready to bring you out and bring you into a new season where you're getting ready to be able to tap into some of the desires of your heart. It's time to dream again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Time to dream again. So God is doing a new thing in your life, and he's pleased with your love for him. Your love for him and your love for your family has touched the heart of God. Hallelujah. And I just see God releasing blessings from heaven on your behalf. Hallelujah. And you don't have to worry about that high blood pressure. God is healing you. I'm talking healing over your life. God is regulating your pressure right now in the name of Jesus. We speak healing over your life right now in the name of Jesus. Keep taking your meds and see you get back to the doctor, but your pressure is coming down. We declare it right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you for Lisa. We thank you for her life. We thank you for her love for you. Continue to bless her and bless her indeed. Hallelujah. Like my husband said, I just hear God saying, not let your heart be troubled. Don't worry. Because he loves you. He's going to continue to take care of you because he loves you. You don't have to worry about a thing. God has you in the palm of his hand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We worship you. So God bless you, my sister, and thanks for calling in on tonight.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Thank you.
God, for you.
Amen.
As we open up some other lines tonight, we thank God for Sister Lisa. She is a blessing.
Yes.
And she, as she said, that's a praise report. She thanked God that she called in tonight, and we thank God for her. Amen.
Yes.
To God be all the glory. Well, we're going to continue to open up the prayer lines. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah. He is a wonderful God, and we love him on tonight. Again, just press 1 on your phone device or whatever technology you're using, and we'll see that hand raised, and we'll put you on the air tonight. Area code 404, we thank God for you this evening. God bless you.
Amen and praise God. This is Jesse calling. I'm just asking for prayers of deliverance, prayers of direction. I called my boss. I hadn't been able to get in contact with him, but I'm just asking that God send me a blessing, a new horizon, a new foundation, a new walk, and a new focus.
Amen. To God be the glory. Let us pray.
Yes.
My wife kind of let me in on what God has blessed you with and the doors that he's opening. So we're going to definitely lift you up before the Lord. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for this season that Brother Jesse is walking in. We thank you, hallelujah, that you are blessing him indeed, empowering him, Father God, to do the assignment that you have destined for his life. We thank you that his ladder shall be greater. We thank you that his future is bright. We thank you, hallelujah, that the blessings of the Lord for him are yea and amen.
Yes.
So, Lord, favor and the grace and mercy that is following him, that's upon him in this season, he cannot be denied. So I thank you in the name of Jesus. No weapon coming against him. Father God, no trap set against him. No, Father God, opposition will be able to prevail. So right now, remove every obstacle. Remove, Father God, every roadblock. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, give them favor in the marketplace. Give them favor in the name of Jesus with those he needs favor with. And we thank you for his desire, his will, Lord. His Father God, his desire to do your will in the earth realm. I thank you that you've given him a love for education and the children that you have him over. So, Lord, allow the power of God supernaturally to do what he cannot do. Glory be to God. I see that right now in the name of Jesus. Thank God for the qualifications and thank God for everything that he's capable of. But God, we know that you can do all things but fail. So Father God, he surrendered all to you. He said, let your will be done. And we're touching and agreeing with our brother tonight that his eyes have not seen, his ears have not heard. It hasn't even penetrated his heart, God, what you have planned for him.
Yes,
God. So I thank you that you order his steps. I thank you in the name of Jesus. Your word says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. As he prayed for guidance tonight, in the name of Jesus, you said lean not into your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God. And Father, I hear you saying that to our brother tonight,
yes,
that supernaturally, miraculously, you're going to get it done for him. So we call it done, and we believe by faith that it's already done. It's already been settled in heaven, and we receive it in the earth realm. So we thank you for, we thank you for the manifestation and the demonstration of his faith right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, my brother, we're looking for the praise report. As God begins to manifest it and demonstrate it to you and it becomes a reality, just call back this prayer line and encourage us with that praise report, because we know that God is going to favor you. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. I just want to say this. I just heard, you know, I believe the Lord is saying, I just heard this in my spirit, that you will make a major impact in the earth realm for the glory of the Lord.
Thank you.
You will make a major impact in the earth realm for the glory of the Lord. I know God is resounding with my spirit so heavily right now. I know it's the Lord. Amen. So get ready, my brother. Get ready. Get ready and just rest in him, knowing that it's already done. God is going to open every door that needs to be opened. He's going to move the hearts of those who are in control, those who are above you, and it's just going to be, he's ordering your steps and directing your path, and you shall make a major impact in the earth realm. For the glory of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, continue to listen. We thank God for you. You don't have to figure it out. God has already worked it out. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Well, to God be glory.
God bless you, Jesse.
God bless you. Well, we
thank
God.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. You're so welcome.
Amen.
We thank God for him tonight. Amen. To whom much is given, much is required. And
yes.
Pastor, I concur. I agree with that,
yes.
That the assignment is large, amen, and the vision that God has given him for his life.
My
but
God.
We thank God that he's bold enough to go after it.
Jesus.
To God be all the glory.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
And we're going to open up some more prayer line tonight. We thank God for every caller. Again, be patient.
Yes.
If you do press one, be patient with us. People are calling in, and we thank God for every caller,
yes,
and we
God.
Will get to everyone.
Thank
Amen.
You.
To God be the glory. Area code 757. We thank God for you tonight. 757.
Hello, hello, Prophet. Hello.
Yes, we can
how
hear you.
You.
Amen.
Dr. Rich, how are you tonight?
Yes, I'm fine. I'm fine, Prophet. I was calling with a praise report and a prayer request. I got my summer contract yesterday. And I returned it this morning, and I wanted to pray for favor on Friday with that interview. I was at 9:10, and I want to also pray for the housing doors to spring open for me so that I can move on for myself.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So you have the summer, you have the contract for the summer position.
Yes. I got that one, Bob.
Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. And then you have one coming up, another interview coming up
yes,
on Friday.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. Amen. And then, have you been looking for housing?
Well, I have, Prophet. I have my eye on a house in Suffolk, Virginia. Kind of expensive.
Yes.
So I was want to pray for. My credit is not all that good since I finished school, so I need favor with that as well.
Okay, because I saw you looking for housing. I saw you looking for housing. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
True.
Let us pray. That's a glorious report. Father God, we praise your holy name, Lord. We worship you and we magnify
Thank
your name. You are worthy
you.
To be praised. We give you
Thank
the glory,
you.
The honor, and
Thank
the praise
you.
Just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you for, Father
Thank
God, Dr. Rick. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord,
you.
For your hand upon her life, oh, God,
thank
in the name
you.
Of Jesus. Lord, we just ask, Father God,
thank
oh, God, first and foremost, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah,
thank you, Lord.
For the blessings of the open doors, oh, God,
yes.
oh, glory, hallelujah,
you,
that she was able to get the summer position, oh, God. Oh, my
yes.
God, I just got to stop there. God says doors were open. I remember prophesying that there were open doors. There were open doors. So
right.
So I believe that there's another job. I believe that this interview how is just a part of the process. As you walk it out, you're walking through another open door in the
Jesus.
Name of Jesus. God has opened doors, and the doors are already open, and the floors are paved with favor. Amen. You are walking
Jesus.
In favor. You are walking Jesus. In favor. Hallelujah. Even with the house, my God. Even as you were talking about the house, the job, the summer job, the job we interview on Friday, and the house, that's five, three. Three is the number, the Trinity, the power of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. God is all up in that. Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Multiply. I heard. Multiply blessings. I heard multiplied blessings.
Thank you,
my
Jesus.
God,
I'll
be poured
you,
out upon you. My God,
Jesus.
Uncommon favor. Thank you, Pastor. Uncommon
Jesus.
Favor. My God,
thank
in the
God.
Name of Jesus, because you have been faithful over the few things. God is putting you over much. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Because you have sacrificed much. This is the time for the big payback in the name
oh my
of
God.
Jesus. My God, hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. So
So God is moved already, my God, already moved ahead of you on your behalf in the name of Jesus. Pastor said, get the reaper out, my God, in the name of Jesus, and begin to reap the harvest, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, by faith. By faith, to God be the glory. So, Father, we thank you, Lord,
thank
even,
you.
Father God,
thank
for
God.
The prophetic word, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah,
thank you, Lord.
For the
bless
supernatural
name,
release, oh God. Even
God
as she goes
God.
Forth
thank
for the job
God.
Interview on Friday,
thank
that is just a
thank
part
you.
Of the process, oh God, for
Jesus.
Her to obtain
thank
what's
you,
beyond
Lord.
The open door, oh God,
thank
in
you,
the
Lord.
Name of Jesus. And even as she goes to continue to look at housing, God has said, credit report. Report is not a part of the equation. My God, a credit report is not a part of the equation. Just like he told the children to take the land, and they went and they thought the land was fruitful, and it was plentiful, and it was a good land, but there were giants in the land. And God says he's not concerned with the giants in the land. He said all you have to do is go and possess the promise. Don't worry about the giants. God will take care of that. In the name of Jesus, just go and possess the land. Possess the land. Possess the land. You have spied out the land. Go and possess the land in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we praise you for the house.
Well,
I already saw the keys. That was 3 weeks ago, I believe. I saw the keys. Amen.
Yeah.
So we thank you already for the house, God. We thank you, Lord, for the down payment. We thank you for, Father God, even it being paid off debt fee, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will even bring the resources, oh, God. Hallelujah. And that she needs, oh, God, to possess the house, oh, God, that you have given us, oh, Lord. We thank you. Oh, God, God is, oh, Lord,
my God.
I don't like to prophesy money, but God is sending money. He's putting money into your hands. Hallelujah. I don't know if this is a form of a bonus or another more cushion, a bonus or some kind of money, some kind of check, monies, promotions, increase. God is bringing monetary, financial increase into your hands. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you. And he's fixing up your credit, too. Hallelujah. He's making way out of no way because God's giving you a good report, a clean slate, a clean record. So, Father, we just thank you. Student loans being paid off in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless this woman of God and continue to bless her indeed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. We ask you for and we thank you for favor.
Thank you, God.
In the life of this woman of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
God bless. I'm going to bless you guys with that. When God bless you, I want to put another seed in your hand, a big seed. When God bless you with those checks. I had a lady God was praying for me the other day. She said she saw checks coming in the mail to me. And she says, checks, money that was held up. I don't know what she's talking about. Some money. I had a lawsuit case, but it was closed. So I said, I don't know, maybe that's what she's talking about. But she saw checks coming to me, money that had been held up.
Well, amen. Look at God, and we thank God for the prophetic word, as you already confirmed it, that you got some things pending, and we believe God by faith right now, like, you know, the dean of students position, the summer position, concerning housing. We thank God for you tonight. Amen.
Thank
you're going to reap what you have sown, and we know, even as you send us the seed and continue to sow into the lives of the young people in your family, God honors that. And we thank God that you're going to call back with a praise report. Amen.
I receive it. I receive it. I will do just that. Thank you, guys, and be blessed. Thank you so much.
Amen. Continue to listen.
With
that, Dr.
I will.
Rick, we thank God for her tonight. To God be the glory. It reminded me of the way we got our house. We've been here 15 years, and our credit wasn't that great. And our pastor said, just go anyway to the underwriter and the loan officer and get the mortgage. And we found favor in that season in our life. So my wife is absolutely right. Sometimes it's not in the natural. It's in the supernatural. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor said, that's why we're praying tonight. And I agree with that, Pastor. He kind of supernaturally blessed his people as far as repurchasing homes and automobiles and paying off student loans. As she said, she went got some higher education, but God wants us to have it all. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Area code 678. Area code 678. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. I have two prayer requests, but before I start with that, I want to praise God for this powerful man and woman of God, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. God bless you both. God bless you and your family and in all your endeavors. I ask God to bless you. I also ask God to bless my cousin Carmen, because if it wasn't because of her, I wouldn't have known of this powerful prayer line. And so many good things have happened to me since I called, and I'm really happy that my sister calling, because I've been asking her for a while, hey, why don't you call in? And now I want a prayer for my friend Dennis that was supposed to come on tonight, but he couldn't make it. So he's got lung cancer, so I would like for you to say a prayer for him. I also want to thank God for those students that they found or they located in Africa. They finally found where they were at, so I really thank God for that. And I just thank God for all the doors that he's getting ready to open for me and all the blessings that are going to come in through there. I just want prayer that he could just show me guidance and directions and wisdom of what to do when that time comes. And please pray for my back. It's been hurting me a whole lot. I have also an interview on Friday for a for a disability case, so it's a lot of praying, but I do praise God for everything he has given me, and I thank him from the bottom of my heart. I love him so much, and he has been so awesome and good to me and to all my family. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you, and we always thank God for your prayers towards us. It may not seem like a lot, but every time you do that, God hears, and he has been blessing us because of your prayers and those of you on the line who are praying for us because it is making a difference. Pray for us and the church every time you think of us. So we thank God for you. We thank God for you and the people that you're inviting to come to the prayer line, your sister Lisa. It was a blessing to talk to her on tonight. And your friend Dennis and your brother, others that have called in. And we thank God for Sister Carmen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, she has connected so many wonderful people to this prayer line. And we thank God for her. I was talking to Brother Jesse today, and he was telling me how Sister Carmen talks so highly about us, her pastor.
Yes.
And we thank God for you guys telling us how much of a blessing Sister Carmen has been to even introduce you to this prayer line. We thank God for Carmen. We thank God. She is a blessing to us.
Yes, she
is. We love her. She's a very important part of New Creation Christian Ministries, and she does the same thing here in New Jersey. She brings people to church. She brings people to the prayer line. She is her example. People are looking at her life, and they are coming, and we thank God for the light that is shining from Sister Carmen Callow.
Amen.
To God be the
glory.
God be the glory. Amen. Father God, we praise your holy name, Lord. We worship you. We magnify your name, God. We thank you for Sister Maria, God. We thank you for your daughter. This is your daughter, God. And we thank you for her life on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, that you, Father God, are giving her wisdom from on high. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are directing her path, that you are ordering her steps. Lord, we thank you for divine favor over her life, Father God, that everything that she touches, Father God, shall prosper, because according to your word, she delights herself in you, oh God, meditating on your word. You said she will be like a tree planted by waters, oh God, and everything that she
touches, everything that she does will prosper. So we thank you, Lord, for prosperity in her life. We thank you for divine provision, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you are God of the turnaround. And the Lord says he's turning things around for you in the name of Jesus. And what it looks like is not really what it is. Hallelujah. And God said there may have been some interruptions, but he still has the final say in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are no surprises with God. God says there are no surprises with me. I know the beginning from the end. And God wants you to know that he's already stepped into your tomorrow. Hallelujah.
Lord,
and he's
hallelujah.
Working things out.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God's
Thank
working things out for your good. According to his word, hallelujah. I just hear God says, behind the scenes. I'm working behind the scenes. It seems like I'm not working. It seems like you can't see it. You can't feel it sometimes. But God says, I'm working behind the scenes.
Yes,
I hear the Lord say, continue to trust me. Hallelujah. Trust me. Hallelujah. Keep praising me. Hallelujah. Praise me in the middle of it. Hallelujah. Trust me when you can't trace me, when you can't see me, when you can't feel me. Trust me when you feel alone. Trust me when you feel troubled and concerned, when you feel worried. God says, I'm in the middle of it. I just see him in the middle of it. There's a whirlwind, but God is in the middle of it. There's a whirlwind. It's like a whirlwind in your life, but God is in the middle of it. Hallelujah. And God is giving you a peace. He says, I'll give you a peace that surpasses all understanding. So, Lord, we thank you for your peace on tonight, God. God, we thank you for your peace on tonight that surpasses all understanding. My God, God, thank you, Lord, that you have everything under control, Lord. Hallelujah. God says, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you, but I'm always with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, even as she goes for the interview on Friday, we thank you, Lord, that she's walking in divine favor. My God, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for divine favor with the interviewer, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for turning things in her favor, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that she's coming out of there with a praise report, God. We thank you, Lord, for blessing her, oh God. We thank you for supernatural provision, God. We thank you for your influence. Oh, God, hallelujah, hallelujah, with the person that you'll be sitting in front of, oh, God, it won't make sense to them, but, God, you are the Lord of the turnaround. Oh, glory, hallelujah. So thank you for turning every situation around, oh, God, even on Friday, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, oh, God, for grace and mercy following her even as she goes, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, oh God. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. God says, I already have the plan to bless you. I already have the plan. Oh, glory, glory. Oh, Shadda Makata, my mama. Already have the plan. That's it. Continue to edify yourself. Continue to strengthen yourself in my presence. None of my I already have the plan. It's already done. Signed, sealed, and delivered. It's a done deal in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. No one can interrupt it. Man can't interrupt my plan. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. The devil can't interrupt my plan. In the name of Jesus. The Lord, we thank you for the master plan.
Yes,
that you have over Sister Maria's life, God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray for divine healing right now, God, right now, that your heat, the fire of the Lord, we hear her back. Oh, Chalamaka. Oh, fire, Holy Ghost fire, healing power, the power of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, the name above every name, that it will heal her back, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for divine healing, oh God. Oh, glory, hallelujah, in due season. total healing in due season. In due season, hallelujah. Remove the pain. God, I just hear God say, in due season, hallelujah. God's putting some things in place, hallelujah. Even before total healing, there are some things that God is putting in place. Oh, my God. In the name of Jesus, he's setting everything up, hallelujah. My God, just for you, just for you. In the name of Jesus, so Lord, we thank you for your due season. We thank you, Lord, for your divine intervention. We thank you for Sister Maria's life, God. We thank you for our friend Dennis, oh God. Even now, God, we pray for Dennis. Oh, we bind up that cancer right now, and we loose total healing over his life. In the name of Jesus, we root out every cancer cell right now in the name of Jesus, and we regulate the cells, oh God. We call them normal in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, the fire of the Holy Ghost will serve as Holy Ghost radiation. To take away every cancer cell in the name of Jesus. Oh, oh, glory. Hallelujah. God, you are able to do all things for fail. We sing your word to Dennis right now. Touch his lungs, oh God. Oxidate his lungs, oh God. In the name of Jesus, a fresh wind. Nana moko shele eke na mama. Blowing out every cell. Blowing out every cancer cell. Blowing out every disease cell, blowing out every abnormal cell, the fire of the Holy Ghost, the fresh wind of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory, blow on him tonight, God. Touch him tonight, God. Touch Dennis tonight, God. Heal him tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, no matter what the doctor said, oh, God, we believe you for healing, oh, God, that you can touch his body on tonight, God, even as the fourth brother men brought the man on the bed of infirmity, God, and you saw their face, and you healed him, oh, God. Lord, we pray, and we're bringing Dennis before you, God, and we pray, and we believe and declare for total healing in Jesus' name. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And, Lord, we pray for those girls. We thank you, Lord, that you located those girls, oh, God, over in Africa, God. And, Lord, we ask that you would give wisdom. I feel the Lord right now. We thank you, Lord, for divine intervention. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for wisdom on the government officials, that they will know how to go in and get the girls, oh, God, that they will bring all 290 of them out safe, oh, God, that not one will be lost, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and apprehend the apprehender, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, let justice be served, oh, God. Lord, we believe now on tonight, God, that you are able to do all things, so, Lord, we touch and agree on tonight that it is done in Jesus' name, and tonight, bring them home tonight, God. Bring them home tonight. Within the next 48 hours, bring them home, God. Not one hair on the head harmed, oh, God. Lord, we ask it and we believe it is so. You said we ask anything according to your will, that we can believe that you hear us and you will give us those things for which we have asked, oh, God. So, Lord, these prayers are going up according to your will, and we believe and receive one tonight, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We thank God for you, Sister Maria, tonight. You know, it's amazing. You got the gift of your heavenly language, the tongue. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. And he tries to counter what God is doing. And before your breakthrough, sometimes he tries to counter. But as Pastor was praying, I saw that back being healed, that pain being removed, and God giving you, amen, approval where you need approval.
So
we're looking forward to the praise report, amen.
Hallelujah.
You know, I call and let you know of every testimony that I experienced, because I know that there was
amen.
Many.
Yes.
Amen. To God be the glory.
God be all the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Have a good night, both of you. Thank you for praying for us.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. We thank God for Sister Maria tonight.
Yes.
We thank God. Amen. As Pastor said, Carmen, through Sister Carmen, so many have heard about this prayer line. And we want all of you that call in on the regular to spread the news about the prayer line. We thank God for each and every caller in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, even Sister Carmen, give her a special blessing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Even as she has a love, not just for her family, but those who need prayer, the sick, those in poverty, those who are in need of a healing, those who need to be made whole. Thank God, Lord, that she recommends this prayer line. And thank God that she's a blessing to the New Creation Church family, Pastor Rebecca and myself. Being a part of the church family, we thank God for her. Her children, her grandchildren have been a blessing to the ministry. And, Lord, we thank you that you bless her household. Bless her, Lord, all the things that she needs done in her own life. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord, we say have your way. And we thank God for Sister Carmen and her household as you bless her. Bless every New Creation Church member, every family, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God, from the youngest to the eldest. Bless Elizabeth Page, Evangelist Page, as we saw her on this week.
Yes.
We still sing your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and we thank God for Elizabeth Page as you continue to heal her and turn that situation around. Well, we're about to go off the air, but if there is a final prayer request tonight or praise report, God moved in a unique way tonight, and we thank God that we're sensitive to the move of God, Pastor, and we don't normally open up the prayer lines that early, but I thank God that we did, and we thank God for you who continue to call in on these Tuesday nights, knowing that we know the power of prayer. Prayer changes things.
Oh.
I said prayer changes things. So when we pray, glory be to God, God does something to the inside of us that changes what's going on the outside of us. And you said angels are dispatched.
My God.
Glory be to God. There's a host of angels. There's a guardian angel, but there's a host of angels on assignment when we pray. Pastor, they're being activated. As we pray, there's an activation in heaven.
My God
begins to shake the heavens and the earth.
Jesus.
And I thank God, hallelujah, that he honors the prayers of the righteous. The word says the effectual prayers of the righteous availeth much. And even as you told one of the callers tonight, I don't know who it was, but our prayers are not falling on deaf ears.
Yes.
And I thank God that he hears us.
Yes.
And the word says we know that he hears us. According to his will, we know that we have what we ask of him. So we thank God. We thank God. Hallelujah. That's good. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up John Griggs tonight.
Yes, God.
Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus,
hallelujah,
strengthen his heart,
yes,
his mind, his soul, his spirit.
Hallelujah.
That young man, Lord, is standing in the need of prayer.
God.
And I thank you that no weapon formed against him will prosper.
Lord.
Hallelujah. You wish above all things that he prosper in good health, even that his souls prosper. So, Lord, we speak health over John Griggs.
Yes,
bless his wife, Catherine Griggs, his sons, J.D. and Malcolm, they grandbaby, Lord, in the name of Jesus. They are dear friends of ours, and we pray for them right now. And we lift them up under this anointing, under this anointing. I said under this anointing. It is the anointing that destroys the yoke. So I thank you that this line is anointed. That means, God, you are blessing us. You are breathing on us. You are imparting down to us supernatural ability to do the impossible. With man, it might be impossible, but with God, all things are possible. So turn that situation around for our brother John.
Yes, God.
Allow his wife not to worry.
Yes.
Thank God for their marriage.
Yes.
Thank God for their house. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to take this last call, Pastor.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we thank God for every call tonight. We're going to take this final call. Area code 434-434. We thank God for you on tonight.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Am I muted?
Oh, we hear you. God bless you.
Okay.
Yes,
praise
we hear you.
Praise the Lord. I just wanted to put in my praise real quick before we go off. I just praise the Lord. God is working. Thank you for your prayers. And I also just praise God for you all, for Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. I just give God praise and glory. He's good. He's so awesome. And I thank God for you all, on every remembrance of you. You're being lifted up on a regular basis, and I thank God that, and he just confirms his word continually, and as we come on the prayer line, just as you all are praying, and it's like, God, yes, they're hearing you. He's connecting our hearts together as we pray, even through the week, and as we come together on the prayer lines or even in the services or whatever, he's joining our hearts together even when we're apart. So I just give him praise and glory. He's so good. And the angels, that hit my spirit when you said that. The angels are dispatched. The angels are dispatched. There's so many times when, you know, we forget about that. We forget about that is another blessing that God has given us. We have that protection. The Holy Spirit is there for us as the comforter. But God has given his angels charge over us, and we don't have to be afraid. There's a lot of things going on, and he knows that we're going to need that protection. Everything he's given us, including the angels, it's so important that we remember that we have that protection, and we need to, our angels' assignment, we need to speak that word out so that our angels are operating on our behalf. He says ministering, the scripture that talks about angels, ministering spirits. And they are given to us for that protection. There's a lot of stuff happening, but it doesn't have to happen to us. There's things, there's testimonies that have gone out of, well, why did God let this happen? And then the testimonies go out, well, you know what, something told me not to be here. Something directed me in another direction. And that's, I believe that's the Holy Spirit that directs it and guides his people. But even those who don't know him, God is speaking to everybody, and people are hearing, and they don't realize it's God that they're hearing, but he also gives his angels charge over us to protect us when those things are going on. They're protecting us. So praise God. Thank you for that word. The angels are being dispatched because God knows we need everything that he's given us in this time and in these hours. God is awesome.
Amen. Well, Sister Rita, we thank God for you, and amen. Pastor said, preach. Well, to God be the glory. We know you're in Virginia, but as you said, you lift us up during your time of prayer, and we feel your prayers, as Pastor said earlier, and we take it very seriously. Those of you who do pray for us on a regular, Sister Rita, we're her pastors, and she's in Virginia praying for her pastors. So we thank God for her and so many of the New Creation family and everybody else who lift us up. Yes, we're listening. You got the floor.
I forgot. And the praise report is that he's working on behalf of my family. I mean, it may be little things that other, you know, people wouldn't normally notice, but when you're praying, you notice the answers. When you notice when God is answering, and it may be in those little things, just a little thing here and a little thing there, but God is working. He's working awesomely. So it's like, what is that? Despise not the small beginnings. It's awesome. He gives us hindsight to see some things that it's coming to, and then just gives us a glimpse of what he's bringing it to, and then just gives us a taste of what's happening now. And thank you for your prayers.
That's a wonderful way to go off the air, because as you know, many times on this prayer line, we lift up our family members, our sons, our grandchildren, our relatives. And as you said, you see the hand of God working in your family's life is being demonstrated and manifested, maybe in small ways, or some might say in significant ways, but you see it as a major, glory be to God, impartation of God, and he's going to honor that. as you see your prayer working. Amen. So that is a prayer report. Let us pray for you very briefly. Father, we thank you for Sister Rita. Thank you for her faithfulness to this prayer line, to her pastor, to the church, even being where she is, praying and lifting her family up before the Lord. Hallelujah. As she said, the angel, like in Exodus, you said, I'm sending the angel before you. And she said, the prayer activates the angels, and she agreed with us. And I agree with her that angels are on assignment, and they're willing and they're ready to protect us when we need the protection. So, Lord, we thank you for the invisible forces that are working on our behalf, the things that we can't detect with the five senses, but we know they are protecting us on a daily basis. So, Lord, thank you for Sister Rita. Thank you for her guardian angel and the angelic host. As she said, minister and service, Lord. We thank you for them, because you're no respecter of persons.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord, keep her faithful. Keep her, the joy of the Lord is her strength.
Lord.
Allow her to write her songs and do her music and make her vision come to pass that you have given her for her life.
Thank
I thank you in the name of Jesus for her poetry, every gift that you have given her, Lord. In the name of Jesus, continue to bless this young lady. And, Father God, open doors that no man can shut. In the mighty name of Jesus, we call it done, and we declare it and establish it as we decree it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, continue to walk by faith and not by sight.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, that's a wonderful way to go off the air.
Amen.
God bless you, Sister Rita.
Thank you. God bless you all.
Amen. And she said, when we pray, those of us who ride, I'm a motorist, you know, I work on the road a lot. As she said, you'll be amazed at how God intervenes in our lives. Sometimes we don't even recognize this happening. But I thank God as we pray, Pastor, angels protect us, and there are invisible forces that are always on guard for us. And that's God's system. He has an invisible system set up for you and I to receive his blessings. Amen. We thank God for you. We're at New Creation Church tomorrow night at 7:30. We have a powerful service every Sunday at 12:30 p.m.
Yes.
Glory be to God. God is meeting us mightily on Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon. Sunday afternoon, 12:30. Amen. You can wake up, have your coffee. You don't have to rush out the door. It's a wonderful start time, but we have a powerful worship experience every time we come together. And we thank God for you. And the New Creation Church family would love to love on you and hug on you and embrace you. So pay us a visit if you're in this New Jersey, New York, Connecticut area. We thank God for you. Amen. And we Thursday nights, we have a drug and alcohol recovery program that we are also experiencing the joy of the Lord and the power of God as those are getting delivered from strongholds. So we thank God for every caller tonight. In the name of Jesus. Pastor, I'm just feeling James Fortune tonight. I believe, because we believe the report of the Lord. God bless each and every one of you. We love you. God bless you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire. You to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide. That he made.
The blessing is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zacardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date, and we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough, that you've been worried long enough, that you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you. About your future.